The Hold. The Crypt Keeper with Michael Mysterio on 95 BFM.
Do you believe the voice?
I want to believe.
Hey, Michael Mysterio.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, I just really wanted to play this romance music in the background.
Yeah, it's perfect for what we're talking about today.
What are we talking about today? Who are we looking at? What is the ghoul that's coming out of the closet?
Not who, but what this time.
Oh, okay. So what?
Cryptids are usually animals, but, you know, there's a special space out there for...
Those special ones.
Those special ones, like cryptid plants.
A cryptid plant.
Yeah, here we go.
This is next level.
This one's great. I love it. I'm all about this one.
So describe to me, what does it look like?
Oh, you want to know what it looks like before? Should I tell you its name, or you just want to go straight into getting a description?
Oh, no. Tell me its name. Go on.
It's called, pretty self-explanatory here, the vampire vine.
The vampire vine.
Yep.
Does it have thorns?
It's got thorns that work like... Nah, I'm pulling your leg. It doesn't actually have any thorns. How sad about that?
Why is it called the vampire vine?
Basically because it can drain the life fluid out of any creature it tangles up.
It's kind of sexy, hey?
Vampiric as.
All right, tell me a little bit more. What's the story?
All right, so this tale theoretically stems from a publication called Lucifer Magazine.
Lucifer Magazine.
Yeah. Which was just like a magazine from the late 1800s.
Mm.
And, you know, it was where you read about your philosophy, your thinking stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Not devil stuff, thinking stuff.
Okay.
All right, and so our old mate William Thomas Steed, this is a strong name.
Strong man.
No photos, so okay. could be.
Okay. Big muscles.
So he is ripped as shit.
Okay.
And he went off to Nicaragua, and he found a plant. He went with his dog. This is a sad story.
Okay.
He went with his dog.
Oh, no, not the dog.
And he was, you know, hanging out in a village, as you do in the late 1800s as a white guy from England.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he heard his dog barking, and was like, where's my dog?
The vampire vine.
Just out of village, there was his dog getting attacked by a vampire vine. And so he tried to save it because he loves his dog.
Mm.
Man's best friend, you know.
Bloody mean.
And as soon as he tried to do it, the vampire vine started to wrap around his arm and like eat at his flesh. So he couldn't get in and save the dog.
Oh, poor Willie.
Or Willy.
Wait, so who did he die?
This guy.
Yeah.
No, his dog did. He and then he went home and theoretically wrote about it in this Lucifer magazine.
And did anyone believe him?
Oh yeah, people believed him. Yeah, people totally believed him. People still totally believe him. The latest expedition was in the 90s.
Mm.
But like people got all on board about these man-eating plants.
I mean, there are plants that do eat
stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, the governor of Michigan in the early 1900s launched huge expedition, but slightly different plant this time. He went to Madagascar looking for a man-eating tree. But, you know, people were all about man-eating plants.
Where are the women in this?
Look, I... It's the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah, we don't exist.
Everyone's... Yeah. If you don't... Yeah, it's fucked. It's...
Those are the times when we don't... Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was... Even if you're not allowed to say it, it was just fucked.
So where is the vampire vine today?
So...
What's it up to? How's it feeling?
I imagine it's just hanging out in Nicaragua. It hasn't really been... you know, definitively caught before.
Mm.
But it's theoretically just hanging out there, just eating animals. So, you know...
Theoretically.
Yeah, in theory, yeah. Yeah, theoretically. Theoretically speaking, it's got its tiny suction cups wrapped around animals right now. It's not like a... kind of gruesome because it's not a particularly quick death. It can take up to days depending on how big you are, but...
Kind of like a snake.
Kind of like a snake mixed with a tree, yeah.
Yeah.
Snake tree.
Snake tree.
Oh, yeah. So that's what's going on. That's the vampire vine for you.
So out of a scale of 1 to 10, how... do you believe or do you want to believe?
This one on the belief scale is like an 8.
I think it's like a 10 for me.
I mean, it'll be a 10 if somebody pulls it out, but like...
out of their pocket.
Yeah, but you know, and there's vines doing all sorts of weird stuff to animals and plants all over the world. Why not have an amazing...
vampire vine.
Yeah, one that's covered with suction cups and icky goo. Beautiful. Mm.
Thanks so much, Michael Mysterio, for popping in and giving us some info on that vampire vine.
Yeah,
is there any
right.
photographic evidence online?
Not really. You got some good DeviantArt. You got some...
All right.
And the problem is there's also another vine called the dodder plant.
Oh, no.
Commonly referred to as a vampire vine because it just gets in there and sucks nutrients out of plants.
Okay.
So don't be fooled by the dodder vine because that's not the real vampire vine. That's just a wannabe.
Thanks so much for popping in.
All right, that's fine.
If you have any feelings about this, you can text 5395 or you can have no feelings at all. Cryptic Keeper, over and out.
Yeah.
Till next time, The Crypt Keeper on 95 BFM.